the story somewhere PR maybe. No, it should be modern. Could be the first part maybe. So we got Pio walking up the stairs from the subway. Thursday 13th, not Friday, 25 November. On his way to the dentist. Walking through a gray Stockholm downtown so many times before. I'm thinking, because it's 8:30 in the morning, and he found himself in the packed subway car. Which is a very uncommon situation for him, and he realized and remembered back to the 70s when they were young and they spoke about these workers, 9-to-5ers, standing there with empty eyes and not very happy faces in the morning and evening rush, life on rails, automatic, not us. And I realized that as he was now here, 70 years old, he had never become one of those knegare, as they call it in Swedish. He had almost never been there in that schedule. Not until he was 61, where he got his first steady job. Thanks God for that, he said to himself. And he just had a coffee with an old friend. They used to be classmates. And she had a similar life. They were much like that back then. Don't get hooked up into the system. And here he looks at the world, at people, and finds more systems than ever. People not only hooked up to the working hours, which is good, after all, regular life is good for you and so on. And you can get productive. But hooked up to a media apparatus that is purposefully and expertly designed to control their minds. And here is Pio talking. I mean, we used to read 1984 and Brave New World and kind of scaring each other with stories about such a society, calling it totalitarian. But now we're living in democratic, beautiful, free societies. where, for those who step out of it, looking at it, it's the most controlled system there's ever been on the planet. And the fascinating thing is, still Pio talking, that people think they were never as free and democratic as now, because that's embedded in the message, the narrative, they even call it now. So we see it and we actually know it, but it's so powerful. And I have learned hypnosis, how it works. I know what you can do with it. And you use images and sound, narratives. To put people in a certain receptive state of mind and then give suggestions. It's just what we do as hypnotherapists. It's nothing at all esoteric or strange about that. And the first thing I understood when I learned about hypnotism was that these screens with the audio and the visuals are just perfect hypnosis tools. And I can say, and you have to find out for yourself, I guess, that some out there know that too and are using it, using these screens. And we can again see it if we open our eyes. It's quite in front of our eyes. Political powers fighting for control. And this word conspiracy theory, it's just as if taken from the handbook of propaganda 101. You weaponize words. It is as if people today are walking around thinking that conspiracies, there are no conspiracies. Really? Well, history is filled with conspiracies. We read about them in the history books, see them in the movies. All of a sudden, poof, they just stopped. So to those who are a little bit intelligent, especially maybe us old-timers, shouldn't take that much to see what's going on. So we just better educate ourselves. Maybe you should start reading 1984 and Brave New World and those on the beach, whatever it's called in English. And there should be more such stories told based on actual facts. Because life is meant to be dynamic and free and creative and not just sinking down with alcohol and pills and mindless entertainment and whatever. endless chit-chat about the weather and the clothes. So yeah, here I am, says Pio, still talking. And here we are, let's, you know, get together as old timers, because what we were looking after then was the truth, was reality, what's really, you know, what's life about, who am I? And not just punching in, as we call it, into some kind of system, into some kind of big machinery, cogwheels, as we called it. And now, the way I see it now, after learning much more, is that this machinery is created by the philosophy of materialism. Because, you know, if you make a machine or you make something, there's a philosophy behind it. Philosophy doesn't mean what you read in the university's complicated books, but a basic underlying idea. What I want to do. Well, I make a machine to accomplish this or that. That would be good. Or I make a piece of art, because that's what I want to give and have an experience. So there is an underlying philosophy, idea of why I want to do this and spend time and energy on it. But even below that is a deeper level of, yeah, what's the purpose of it? What kind of ideas should I have? Who am I anyway? What is this world anyway?